Well, it's wonderful to be with you again.
和弟兄姐妹在一起实在是非常的美好。
And we're very thankful for all your prayers because we had a wonderful safe journey today.
非常感谢弟兄姐妹们的祷告，因为我们今天有一个非常安全的旅行。
And actually, one of the things we're looking forward to this weekend.
今天这个周末我们一同来主面前来盼望。
Is actually to have a taste of winter.
要尝一尝冬天的滋味。
The last week or so back in Virginia has been 70 degrees.
上一周在弗吉尼亚那边是70度。
Some of you might be complaining about the cold weather.
你们中间可能有些人要抱怨我们这边冷的天气。
We're enjoying it.
但是我们非常享受这样的天气。
And we're thankful for this open door fellowship.
我们非常感谢主给我们这样一个敞开的交通。
So let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, every time we come into your presence, there's a fullness of joy.
主耶稣，每次我们来到你的同在当中，我们里边充满了感谢。
Lord, as we come tonight, we come looking off unto you.
今天晚上我们来到你的面前，我们一同仰望你。
And just as that hymn writer said, there is truly one thing upon our heart.
像那首诗歌的作者所说的，只有一事在我们心上。
Lord, we want to see you tonight.
我们今天晚上要看见你。
We're not here to learn facts and information.
我们这里边并不是来学这些事实和得到一些信息。
But Lord, we're here to have an encounter with the living God.
我们在这里边要遇见这位永活的主。
And we're thankful, Lord, for the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，为着圣灵感谢你。
And we pray that your Spirit would have a great freedom amongst us tonight.
我们祷告愿圣灵今天晚上有完全的自由。
That Spirit would be free through speaking, translating, and hearing.
愿我们在我们所有的讲的、翻的和听的上有完全的自由。
And we're thankful most of all that as we gather,
我们为着我们今天晚上要献上深处的感谢。
We gather declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
我们今天晚上的聚集是要宣告主耶稣基督是这个时代的主。
And to thy hands we commit ourselves.
我们把这一切都交在你的手中。
In thy name we pray, Amen.
奉你的名祷告， Amen.
I'd like to for us to turn to Acts chapter 26.
我们要一同看一下《使徒行传》第26章。
Has already been mentioned, during our times together, we'd like to be considering some aspects of Paul's life.
我们提到过，让我们的这些同在这几天当中，我们要一同来看保罗的一生。
Now Paul had a very full life.
保罗有一个非常丰满的一生。
And we're not going to be able to fully expound on all of his life.
我们没有办法在这个短的时间内完全看仔细来看他的一生。
But there are a few things of his life that the Lord has impressed upon my heart.
但是在他一生当中有几件事情主把他放在我的心上。
During our times together, we'll consider those.
在我们一同的聚集当中我们要看这几件事情。
In Acts chapter 26, we see Paul is before King Agrippa.
在使徒行传第26章的时候我们看见保罗来到亚基帕王面前。
At this time, Paul has been arrested.
在这个时候保罗已经被
监禁。The king has called him to give his defense.
这个王让保罗来到他面前申诉。
And Paul, in verse 19,
在第19节保罗这样说。
After he testifies of the experience he's had with the Lord,
当他在那边见证神在他身上的工作之后，
He sums up the testimony.
他把这个整个这个见证总结成。
In Acts 26:19, he says, "Consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision."
使徒行传26章19节说，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
When the Lord captured Paul's heart,
当神抓住保罗的心的时候
，when he was on that road to Damascus.
在大马色的路上
，and he had that encounter with the Lord.
在那边他遇见了主
，the Lord showed Paul a fullness there.
神把他自己完全显明给保罗看。
And towards the end of Paul's life, he was able to testify, "I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision."
所以当保罗走到他人生最后的时代，他说。我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
We remember on that road to Damascus.
我们记得在大马色的路上。
As Paul was going along with his entourage,
保罗和他那些同伴们一同来。
And how all of a sudden he was struck down.
突然间有他被打倒了。
And the Lord, and Paul as he looked up,
当保罗向上看的时候
，He said, "Lord, who art thou?"
说保罗问说主啊你是谁
？Paul knew that he had encountered something.
因为保罗在那个时候他知道
，He had an encounter with the living God.
因为他遇见了那个永活的神。
And he said, "Lord, who art thou?"
他问主啊，你是谁
？And there was a simple answer that came forth.
但那个回答非常简单。
He said, I am Jesus whom you're persecuting.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的，拿耶稣基督。
It wasn't a great theological discourse.
并不是一个非常大的，好像一个神学的课程。
What had Paul encountered?
保罗在那边所遇见的。
Paul had encountered the living God.
他遇见的是永活的神。
And from that moment on, his total life was changed.
从那个时刻开始，他生命完全改变。
And brothers and sisters, when we encounter this living God,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇见这位永活神的
时候， it will revolutionize our life.
也要改变，要革命性的改变我们的生命。
As Paul was there,
当保罗在那个时候
And he heard this voice, he said, I am Jesus whom you're persecuting.
他保罗听见那个声音说我就是你所逼迫的
Paul's thinking to himself,
保罗对他自己说
I'm not persecuting you.
我没有逼迫你
I'm persecuting some of your followers.
我只是逼迫那些跟随你的人
But I'm not persecuting you.
我们并没有逼迫你自己
But at that moment,
在那个时候
Paul's eyes were opened.
保罗的眼睛被开了。
And he saw something of the body of Christ.
他看见了耶稣基督的身体。
He saw that when you touch the head,
他看见了如果你摸到那个头,
you were touching the people.
你就摸到了那些身体的人。
That when you touch the people,
当你摸到了这些人的时候,
you were touching the head.
你也同样是摸到了那个头。
It was one body.
是因为是一个身体。
And Paul, he didn't have a full comprehension of this at this moment.
在那个时候，保罗并对这件事情并没有完全的明白。
But there was a vision of a reality that he encountered.
但是在这个一项里边，他所看见的。
That totally transformed his life.
完全的改变了他的人生。
And as Paul desired to be faithful to this,
保罗就向这件事情忠心。
In a true spirit of humility,
用在灵里边和诚实里边。
Paul didn't say, I was faithful to this vision.
保罗并没有说我对这个一向忠心。
But he said, as far as I know, I wasn't disobedient.
但他说至少据我所知我并没有违背这个一向。
We see how his whole life was transformed.
我们看见他整个人生改变了。
And this is what the Lord's looking for in our lives.
这也是神在我们生命当中所寻找的。
He's looking for transformed lives.
他在我们那边寻找那个被改变的生命。
Lives that he can bring a revolution within.
这个改变的生命可以接受从他上面来的意象。
And lives that will be faithful unto him.
并且这个生命是向着他忠实、忠心。
It's wonderful at the end of Paul's life.
在保罗生命走到最后的时候。
As you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
当我们看见提摩太后书第四章
Paul knows that he's getting ready to be martyred.
保罗知道他就要为主殉道
And he shares as he's writing to his son Timothy.
所以他就跟他的儿子写信分享道
He writes in chapter 4.
在提摩太书第四章后书第四章
We'll just start reading in verse 6.
我们从第六节开始读
He says, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure has come.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
Paul was completely pouring himself out for the Lord.
保罗说他在里边是完全的浇奠，为着主浇奠出去。
In the spirit, in this picture of being a drink offering.
这个时候讲到是一个喝的一个祭。
He wasn't holding something back.
他没有留下一点自己保留一点。
But as he was reflecting upon his life.
当他回想自己的人生的时候
He said, I have been totally poured out for the Lord.
他说他把自己完全的为主浇奠了。
So often, brothers and sisters,
说很多时候弟兄姐妹们
How much of our life do we pour out to the Lord?
我们的生命当中有多少是为主浇奠
We think, oh, if I pour out most of my life, that's good.
如果我把我们自己大多数都为主浇奠那就很好。
But the Lord is after our whole heart.
但是神要我们的全部的心。
He's desiring that we would be poured out for him.
他的盼望是我们全部为他浇奠。
Paul was wasted upon the Lord.
保罗把他自己全部的生命都放在主的身上。
And in that spirit, he has this wonderful testimony.
所以在这个灵里边，他有一个何等美好的见证。
He continues in verse 7.
在第七节，他继续说。
As he reflects back upon his life.
当他回想自己人生的时候。
He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是那按照公义审判的主，到那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
When Paul testifies about, I have fought the good fight.
当保罗在那边见证说他已经打过美好的仗的时
候，
他已经跑进了当跑的路。
I've kept the faith.
所信的道都守住了。
Is he boasting in himself?
是他自己在里边要吹嘘自己吗
？No.
不是的。
Because what's the testimony of Paul's life?
因为保罗的生命是怎样的见证呢
？It's not I, but Christ.
他说不是我，乃是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着是为了基督。
And what Paul is sharing here.
当保罗在这里边所分享的
He's testifying of the faithfulness of the life of Christ within him.
乃是说他里边那个信实的主在他身上的工作。
That the Lord enabled him to fight that good fight.
是神让他能够打着美好的仗。
The Lord's grace was there, and he found that grace to be all sufficient.
神的恩典在他身上，并且这个恩典是够他用的。
And he had that certainty in his heart.
他在他心里边有这样一个确定。
That there was that crown set before him.
因为已经有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
And brothers and sisters, this crown set before Paul.
弟兄姐妹们，当这个公义的冠冕为保罗存留的。
It's not a crown set aside for some elite group.
并不是这一个公义冠冕为一群特别的人所存留的。
But who is this for?
但这是为着谁所存留的。
As the verse closes.
在这节经文的最后说。
It's for all who love is appearing.
也是为着那些凡羡慕他显现的人。
Have we been captured by the Lord in such a way?
我们是不是也让主这样的抓住我们
？That we are those that love His appearing.
我们爱慕他的显现。
When ones talk about the coming of the Lord,
我们一直在谈主耶稣基督要再来。
What's the reaction within our heart?
在我们心里边的反应是什么呢
？Are we really desiring Him to come?
我们是不是真实的盼望他的再来
？Are we wanting to wait a little while?
或者是我们还想再多等一段时间
？Lord, not right yet.
说主啊，还没到时候。
I just need a little more time.
我还需要一点点的时候。
There's this young man I want to get to know more.
这个年轻人我还要更多的跟他。
Not quite yet, Lord.
还没有到时候。
We want to see how the Seahawks do again this year.
我要看一看这个 Seahawks 队今年打得怎么样。
It wouldn't be good. Don't come back now, Lord, please.
现在不要来。
But we is there that yearning beyond all other things for him to come?
乃是我们的。你的名在每件事情上，我们盼望着他再来。
This was the way Paul was living.
保罗就是过这样的生活。
And this is what he's desiring for us to do.
他也心里边盼望着我们有这样的生活。
This was Paul's testimony in his life.
这是保罗他的生活，他的见证。
Paul saw this heavenly vision.
保罗看见了这个属天的异象。
He saw Christ in his body.
他看见了。耶稣基督和他的身体。
He saw Christ in the church.
他看见了耶稣基督和他的教会。
And he was a captured man.
他被这件事情所抓住了。
He was captured by this.
他被这件事情抓住了。
Now we have to remember that we can't separate Christ from the church.
我们必须记得我们不能把教会和基督分开。
Sometimes we distinguish them.
有的时候我们把这两件事情分开了。
But we have to remember that Christ is the head.
我们必须记得基督是教会的头。
Whenever we separate Christ from the church,
无论时候当我们把基督和教会分开的时候
we end up creating all sorts of problems.
我们就会产生许多的问题。
But when we speak of Christ,
当我们谈到基督的时候
we're actually speaking of the church.
我们实际上是谈到教会。
When we're speaking of the church,
当我们说到教会的时候
we're actually speaking of Christ.
我们实际上说到基督。
There's a oneness there.
因为在这里边有一个合一。
Yes, as we said, we distinguish for them for some teaching and fellowship.
有的时候的确是我们为着一些教导，我们把这两件事情分开了。
But in our hearts, may it be settled that there's a oneness there.
但是在我们心里边应该有一个确据，就是这是一。
And Paul was captured in such a way.
保罗就是被这件事情抓住。
That he was no longer living for himself.
所以他不再是为自己而活。
But he was living for the one who had loved him and died for him.
他乃是为着爱他、为他舍命的那位而活。
Paul had this encounter.
保罗有这样的一个为主之间的预见。
And he had this desire that Christ would be all in all.
他就盼望着耶稣基督是一切又在一切当中。
Paul saw God's desire for his people to be transformed into the image of his son.
保罗看见了神的心愿乃是像让他所有信他的人都被生命被改变像他的儿子。
And brothers and sisters, it's essential in these last days.
这在我们这末后的时代更是显得重要。
That we recover the reality of this.
我们要来在这些实际上来做一个复兴的工作。
The reality of this, not just simply the truth of the church.
并不仅仅是教会的真理。
Not just simply the doctrine related to the body of Christ.
也并不仅仅是关于身体的这些 教训。
Not just going around talking about the church or the body of Christ.
也并不是谈论这些教会和身体之间的关系。
But knowing the reality of this.
乃是要认识到这个实际。
And knowing the reality of how precious this is to the Lord.
并且知道这个实际对着主是何等的宝贵。
Brother T. Austin Sparks.
在Austin Spark 弟兄所说。
He used a phrase in this regard.
他用在这里边提到这件事情呢，用着一句话。
That we as God's people could come into seeing the infinite preciousness of the church to Christ.
我们这些属主的人要来到神的面前，要唱那永无尽的赞美，因为为着这个身体的。
And then this infinite preciousness would capture our hearts.
那这个没有办法无尽的这个宝贵就要抓住我们的心。
Paul saw how precious this church was to the Lord.
因为保罗看见了教会对着主是何等的宝贵。
We can see through his life how he was up that poured out drink offering for it.
因为我们看见在他的整个的一生当中他都被浇奠了。
In his letters how he writes about it.
在他的信当中他是怎样写道。
One example, let's look at the letter to the church in Ephesus.
我们有一个例子我们可以看一看以弗所书。
In Ephesus chapter 5.
在以弗所书第五章
As Paul is sharing there about the church,
保罗在这里边讲到教会
and how precious it is to the Lord.
这教会对在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 5, starting in the middle part of verse 25,
我们来看一下以弗所书第五章从第二十五节的中间开始。
Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her,that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water of the word, that he might present to himself a church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要借着水，要用水借着道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
How precious was this to the Lord?
这个是对神来讲是何等的宝贵。
It was precious enough to him that he would die for it.
这如此的宝贵，以致要他要献出自己的生命。
It was precious enough to him that his whole life would be laid down for it.
是如此的宝贵，他要把自己全部的生命放下。
And what was he after?
这是他在寻找一件什么事情呢
？He was after this glorious church.
他在寻找这个荣耀的教会。
Now, to many of us,
对我们很多人来讲
，when we look around at the conditions today,
当我们看见今天的这个光景
，we see it's impossible.
我们说这是不可能的。
But praise God, when Him it's possible.
但是赞美主，因为在他没有难成的事。
Because He's doing a mighty work.
因为他正在做。大能的工作。
When we look at the condition of the church,
当我们看见今天教会的光景的时候
，What eyes are we looking at?
我们的眼睛注目的是什么呢
？Or what eyes are we looking with? I should say.
我们用怎样的眼光来看呢
？So often we look with our natural eyes.
我们常常是用我们这个天然的眼睛来看。
But are the eyes of our heart, that eyes of faith, open to see the great work God is doing?
但是我们心里边的眼睛，我们信心的眼睛要开，就可以看见神那伟大的工作。
If we look with our natural eyes,
当我们用我们天然的眼光来看的时候
，we'll just be discouraged and want to quit and give up.
我们就会非常的灰心，就要放弃。
But when we see that through the eyes of faith, the great work God is doing.
但是我们用信心的眼光来看，我们就看见神正在做伟大的工作。
When we have His precious and magnificent promise in our heart.
当我们在我们的心中有他那个。奇妙伟大的应许的时候
We see that he's doing this marvelous work and what a privilege it is for us to be a part of it.
我们就会看见他正在做那何等奇妙的工作感谢主我们也在其中
Paul saw how precious this was.
保罗看见了这件事情是何等的宝贵
And it totally transformed his life.
整个的改变了他的人生
When Paul had that encounter with the Lord,
当保罗和在那边遇见主的时候
he was never the same again.
他就不再一样了
Because he saw how jealous the Lord was for his life to be expressed.
他看见了神在这里边向着他的教会是何等的热心
Whenever the Lord is looking at the condition of his people,
当主在这里边看见他子民的光景的时候
What's he looking for?
他要寻找什么呢
Is he looking for how much doctrinal truth we understand?
他是在看我们认识真理这些教义有多少吗
Even though the teaching is important
虽然这些教导是非常重要的
But what is he looking for?
但是他在寻找什么呢
If you look at those seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3
当我们看见启示录第二三章的七间教会的时候
And the Lord looks at each one of them
神在那边看
What is he looking for?
他在寻找什么
There's one thing he's looking for.
那里边只在寻找一件事情
He's looking for the life of his son to be expressed in his people.
乃是看见他儿子的生命在这些人当中的彰显
And when he doesn't see that life expressed,
当他看不见他神儿子在的生命彰显的时候
He brings some correction and encouragement to him.
他就在这里边要修改要鼓励他们
Like in Ephesus.
像以弗所教会一样。
So you're doing many wonderful works.
所以你做了许多的美好。
But you've left your first love.
但是你失去了起初的爱。
He goes through these different churches.
所以他一直一个教会一个教会的。
And time and time again, what he's looking for.
一次又一次的他在寻找什么呢
?Is the simple life of his son expressed among his people.
乃是他儿子的生命在这些人当中的彰显。
What is the Lord looking for among us today?
今天神在我们中间寻找什么呢
He's looking for his life to be expressed.
乃是要寻找他的生命被表现出来。
And this is what totally transformed Paul.
这件事情完全地改变了保罗的一生。
And as we're looking at Paul's during these times,
当我们来看这个时候保罗的生活的时候
we're not going to be looking so much at Paul's teaching.
我们并不是要看保罗的教导。
But we're going to be focusing more on his life.
我们要看他的生活。
But actually, his life is his teaching.
但实际上，他的生活就是他的教导。
His life is a testimony.
他的生活就是见证。
Because his teaching came out of life.
因为他的教导是从他的生命里面发出来的。
And his life reflects his teaching.
他的生命也反射了他的教导。
This is the beautiful picture we see in Paul.
这是我们在保罗身上看见这幅美好的图画。
Was that what he would share through his teaching?
当他借着他这些教导所分享的
He lived out through his life.
他在他生活当中也活出来了
And as he walked it through this life,
当他在这生命里边行走的时候
He learned more and more of Christ.
他也更多的学到了关于耶稣基督的真理
So we're thankful for this life of Paul that can encourage us.
我们感谢神为着保罗的生活他可以激励我们
Now Paul was actually, we're first introduced to Paul back in Acts chapter 7.
保罗第一次在圣经里面提到是在使徒行传第七章。
This is when Stephen was stoned.
这个时候斯提凡被石头打死了。
Paul had agreed to that.
保罗这个时候也同意也赞成这个。
And then we come to Acts chapter 9 with this dramatic conversion.
我们来到了使徒行传第九章我们看见了他奇妙的改变归主。
After Acts chapter 9, Paul was what I'm calling a captured man.
使徒行传第九章之后我们就看见保罗是一个被
His whole life was revolutionized.
他的整个的生活是被完全的启示改变。
And he shares some of this testimony for us in Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书第三章的时候他分享到这样的一些经历。
If we look at Philippians chapter 3,
我们一同来看腓立比书第三章。
And starting in verse 4,
从第四节开始。
We see Paul sharing this very personal testimony.
我们看见在这里边保罗分享了他一个非常个人的见证。
As he's writing to these ones to encourage them.
他这里边写信给这些弟兄姐妹们去鼓励他们。
We'll pick up in verse 4.
我们从第四节开始。
Paul writes and he says, Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more.
保罗这里说其实我也可以靠肉体。若是别人想他可以靠肉体我更可以靠了。
Circumcised on the eighth day of the nation of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that,I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
我第八天受割礼, 我是以色列主, 是便雅悯支派的人, 是希伯来人所生的希伯来人, 就律法说我是法利赛人, 就业师说我是逼迫教会的, 就律法上的义说, 我是无可指责的, 只是我先前以为与我有益的, 我现在因基督都当作有损的, 不但如此, 我也将万事当作有损的, 因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝, 我为他已经丢弃万事, 看作粪土, 为要得着基督。
Before Paul encountered the Lord,
在保罗遇见主之前,
he was dedicated to one way of life.
他实际把他的生命完全奉献一种方式的生活。
And in many ways, we could say Paul was a man of his time.
我们在很多的方面, 我们都可以说保罗是他那个时代的杰出者。
Because of Paul's heritage.
因为他的传统。
Because of Paul's training.
因为他的训练。
He had the whole world before him.
他整个世界实际上这些前途都在他的面前。
Whether it was a secular world or the religious world.
无论是世上属世的还是属于宗教的。
He had it all before him.
都在他前面都是他可以得着的。
And many believe if Paul had not had this encounter with the Lord,
很多人相信如果保罗没有遇见主的话,
we would have still been reading about Paul in the history books.
我们同样也在历史当中可以读到保罗。
Because he was a great man in his time.
因为他在他那个时代是一个伟大的人物。
As he writes here in Philippians,
在腓立比书他这样讲到,
he says, you think you have something to boast about.
他说如果你想有什么可以夸口的,
I have far much more.
我可以有很多, 更多的比你夸口的。
And as you look back at Paul's life,
当我们回头看保罗一生的时候,
before he encountered the Lord, he had everything in the world going for him.
他在遇见主之前, 好像去, 他的生活里, 他的前途是光明的。
He was on the right path of success.
他是走上一条通向成功的道路。
We stop and think about it.
我们停下来想一想的时候,
says Paul was born in Tarsus.
因为保罗是在大处出生的。
At Tarsus, he was exposed there to the best of the Greek culture and education.
因为在那个大处这个地方, 他经历了
非常好的这些环境和文化和教育。 At that point in time, the Greek culture and education was the top, the epitome within the world.
因为在那个时候希腊的文化和教育是世界的顶峰。
And we still see it being carried forth to this day.
因为今天我也看见希腊文化对整个世界的影响。
The influence of that Greek culture and that education still permeates us.
因为今天希腊的文化和教育也还在继续影响着全世界。
And Paul had all of this background.
保罗那个时候他的背景就是在家的背景。
Paul was born a Roman citizen.
保罗出生的时候就是一个罗马的公民。
And he had all of the legal privileges of a Roman citizen.
所以他也可以享受罗马公民所带来的一切的优惠。
We know at times he used that.
我们知道有的时候他也用了这件事情。
But this was a precious privilege that he had.
因为但这件事情实际上是他非常
We know the story of one time where one of the jailers said, I paid much for this.
我们记得那有的时候那个狱卒跟保罗说我付了很多钱才成为罗马的公民。
But Paul was a Roman.
但是保罗是个罗马。
Rome ruled the world.
那时候罗马是统治全世界。
And he was part of that kingdom.
因为他是那个国度的中间的一员。
He'd been born into it.
他是一生出来就是罗马。
And not only did he have the best of the Greek culture,
不仅他有一个
Not only did he have the best of the Roman culture and influence,
他也同样受到了罗马文化,
but Paul had a tremendous religious heritage also.
他也有一个非常, 完美的这个宗教的背景。
When he testifies that he was born a Jew,
所以这时候他说他是一个出生就是犹太人。
And he was born into a very pious family,
并且是一个敬虔的家庭。
Because he was circumcised on the eighth day.
因为他在第八天受割礼。
They practiced the things of the law.
他们在那边在实行律法当中。
And he says that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And what he's doing here, he's contrasting that with ones that were Hellenistic Jews.
所以他在这里边所要讲的是要和那些犹太人的传统做一个对比。
The Hellenists were living out and they had, the Jewish culture and the Greek culture had merged together and had such influence there.
在那个地方,犹太人和,罗马的这些文化有一个交融的地方。
But Paul says, no, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews.
保罗在这里边说，我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
There was a purity there.
在这里边有一个那个种族上的纯净。
If you're into horse racing,
如果你要参加赛马比赛的时候，
you would say that Paul was a thoroughbred.
你就可以知道保罗他那时候讲的是那个纯种的。
No mixture at all.
没有杂的。
He was a pure there, purebred.
所以他是一个非常纯种的。
And we see he remembers his heritage. He was of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他也记得他是以色列族，是便雅悯支派的人。
And he was actually named after the greatest member of that tribe, Saul.
并且他的名字呢，是从那个支派里边最伟大的一个人继承的名字，是扫罗。
As far as his education.
作为他的教育背景，
He was a student of Gamaliel.
他是加马列门下的学生。
This was the greatest Jewish teacher during that time.
加马列是在那个时代犹太人当中最伟大的教师。
The most respected one.
是一个非常受尊重的教师。
And Paul was a student of his.
保罗是他的学生。
We see he spoke here in Philippians of how, as far as his zeal, he was a persecutor of the church.
这里边保罗在腓立比书说的，就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
So when you look at, this is what Paul had before he encountered the Lord.
在这是保罗在他遇见主之前他的背景。
He literally had the whole world before him.
实际上他全世界这些前途都在他的手中。
There's not many ones like that in these days.
在那个时候并没有很多人能够像保罗这样。
Sometimes we think we have a lot.
有的时候我们想我们可能拥有很多。
But there's always someone out there that has much more.
但实际上总是有一些人在实际比我们拥有的更多。
Paul had the much more.
保罗就是那个拥有更多的。
In whatever area you wanted to look at.
不论是从哪个方面我们来看。
But on that road to Damascus.
但是在那个到大马色的路上。
He encountered the living God.
他遇见了那个永活的神。
And his total life was transformed.
他整个的生命被改变了。
Paul went from counting everything he had as such precious treasures.
保罗这里边从一开始的时候，他在数算这些所有这些拥有的，好像是宝贝一样。
To counting it all as rubbish.
到最后他说呢，这些都是有损的，当作粪土。
He counted it as nothing.
他把他这些都当作有损。
That he might know Christ.
他为了要认识基督。
He said in verse 8.
在第八节说的。
He says, more than that, I count all things lost in view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And just how that loss was, sometimes it's hard for us to imagine the loss that Paul is talking about.
有的时候事情对我们来讲很难想象保罗所说的这些他所当作有损的东西。
He had so much before him.
因为在他面前拥有的实在是很多。
For our sakes,
对我们自己来讲
what we think is so much,
我们所认为的多
is really just a little.
实际上是很少。
But somehow we hold on to it.
但是我们抓得很紧。
We're not willing to let it go.
我们并不愿意放手。
But when Paul had that encounter with the living God,
但是当保罗在那边遇见了那位永活的神的时候，
it revolutionized his life.
就在他里边有一个启示。
So it begs the question for each of us.
所以这回到我们中间要问这样一个问题。
Have we had that encounter with the living God?
我们是不是也在这样的方式当中遇见了那位永活的神？
Have we come face to face with him?
我们是不是面对面跟他？
In such a way that our whole perspective has changed.
以至于我们整个的人生的观念都改变了。
It's not like any longer just knowing about him.
并不是我们仅仅是认识关于他的事情。
But it's knowing him.
乃是认识他。
Paul had a reality experience here.
保罗在这里边有一个真实的经历。
Before this time, Paul knew much about the Lord.
在这之前保罗知道很多关于神的事情。
But he didn't know him.
但是他并不是个人的认识神。
He could quote the scriptures.
他可以背圣经。
But he missed the living God.
但是他却错过了那永活的神。
It's similar to what Job experienced.
也是好像约拿所遇见的。
At the end of Job's life.
在约尔书的生活的最后。
He testified, I have heard of thee before.
他说我好像是风闻有你。
But now I see thee.
现在我亲眼看见你。
This was the reality experience that Paul had.
这是保罗所经历的生活的实际。
And this is the reality experience that each one of us have.
也是我们自己每个人所应该有的生活的。
Not just knowing about him，
并不仅仅是认识关乎他的事情。
But coming into knowing him，
乃是真实的认识他。
And when Paul had this encounter，
当保罗有这样的经历的时候
，What did he do？
他做了什么呢
？Now today， when ones have certain encounters，
今天当有人有一个特别的跟主的经历的
，What's the first thing we do？
第一件事情我们要做什么呢
？We open up a website。
我们要打开一个网页。
We tell everybody about it.
我们要告诉所有人关于。
And if they want to know more, they can send us the money through PayPal.
所以，如果他们要想知道更多的时候，他们可以从那个 PayPal 付钱。
We'll share more.
我们就可以跟他分享更多。
But no, that's the tragedy of today.
这是今天的悲剧。
But Paul went away to that desert in Arabia.
但是保罗呢，却躲到了。
He went away from man and got alone with the Lord.
他从人群当中躲开，乃是要和神亲密。
As before, we said Paul knew the Old Testament.
我们知道保罗非常认识旧约圣经。
But now, as he was alone with the Lord,
但是当他在和神独处的时候
，and through that enabling power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵大能的工作
，the light that the Holy Spirit was giving him,
圣灵的光就。
He saw Christ all through the Old Testament.
他就从整个的旧约圣经当中看见了基督。
Oh, as he looked back at that tabernacle and temple,
当他看见那个帐幕和会幕的时候
，He saw Christ.
他看见了基督。
As he looked at the story of Abraham and Isaac,
当他从亚伯拉罕从以撒的身
，The Lamb of God, he saw Christ.
他看见了神的羔羊，看见了基督。
As he looked through the prophets,
当他从这些旧约的先知当中
，he was saying they were speaking of Christ.
他们知道他们在说关于基督的事。
His eyes were opened.
他的眼睛被打开了。
It's like remember the story at the end of the gospel where two disciples were walking on that road to Emmaus.
我们记得在福音书里边最后有两个门徒向以马忤斯的路上走去。
And the resurrected Christ comes alongside of them, and they don't know it's him.
复活的基督和他们一同走，但是他们并不知道。
And as they're having fellowship together,
所以他们就之间有一些交通。
It says that he beginning with Moses and all the prophets,
所以他说那位从摩西和所有的先知开始讲起。
Explained the things of himself to them in all the scriptures,
把他自己关于自己要发生的事情和圣经所记载的都向他们解释。
Paul had this reality experience.
保罗在这里边有这样一个真实的经历。
And as he had this, as the eyes of his heart was opened,
当他心灵的眼睛被打开的时候
he was brought into seeing the beauty and the preciousness of this intimate relationship with the Lord.
他就看见了和主之间这个非常美好亲密的关系
He saw, and what he was seeing was the absolute necessity of this personal intimate relationship with the Lord.
他看见了我们之间和主之间有一个亲密美好关系是一个非常必要的
The past was concluded.
所以这个就做出了一个结论。
And Paul was a new man in Christ.
保罗就在基督里成为一个新造的人。
And this is the first lesson we can see in Paul's life.
我们在这里边可以从保罗身上看见的第一个功课。
The absolute necessity of an intimate relationship with the Lord.
就是和主之间有一个亲密的关系是一个绝对必要的一个条件。
And during our times together.
在我们这几天的当中
We want to look at three of these lessons.
我们要看见，我们要一同来分享三个，保罗的经历。
Lord willing, in the morning,
如果主许可，在早晨的时候
we want to consider this. Paul had an insatiable desire for Christ.
我们要看保罗向着主有一个永不止境的渴慕。
It was a desire within Christ that there was a desire within Paul that only Christ could satisfy.
是这个。里边的渴慕只有主耶稣基督自己才能够满足的。
And then, Lord willing, on Sunday,
如果主许可在主日的早晨
，Paul saw the infallibility of Christ.
保罗看见了一位那位不会犯错的信实的主。
The Lord was always with him.
主永远与他同在。
The Lord would never fail him.
主永远不会犯错。
And may through these three lessons we be encouraged in these days we're living in.
愿这三个这三次的交通成为我们里边的激励。
But as we look at this first lesson,
当我们今天看这第一个课程的时候
，This was a foundational lesson that governed Paul's life.
乃是这是成为保罗生命的一个根基。
He saw that he needed to have this living, intimate, daily, personal relationship with the Lord.
因为他看见了这，他需要跟主有一个活的，有一个亲密的，每天之间的关系。
That he needed to have, stay in that place of fellowship.
因为他要一直在跟主之间要有交通。
We see Paul expressing this many places.
我们看见保罗在许多的时候提到这件事情。
As he speaks of this wonderful relationship that we've been brought into.
当他提到我们一同被带进这个非常美好亲密的关系当中的时候。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章。
He has this wonderful testimony that God is faithful.
他就在那边见证说神是信实的。
And he has called us into the fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
他神召我们来和他的儿子耶稣基督有交通。
Through this intimate relationship that we've been brought into.
借着这个跟主之间这个亲密的交通。
Do we ever stop and think of this great privilege we have?
我们就没有办法停下来，我们就一直要思想。
Of being brought into this place of fellowship with God the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit.
这个亲密的关系把我们带进与父与子之间亲密的交通。
Paul entered into this.
保罗已经进入了这个教会。
And he was jealous for himself, and he was jealous for the brethren to experience this also.
他为着自己在这件事情热心，也为着所有的弟兄姐妹们在这件事情热心。
This place of fellowship, this relationship we have, this is the normal Christian life.
这个交通和这个关系就是基督徒正常的生活。
This is, Paul isn't, I want to be careful how I say this.
我要非常小心的来怎样解释这件事情。
Paul isn't focusing so much on the teachings about Christ.
保罗好像在这边他一直在注视到怎样教导关于主。
But on the relationship we have with him.
乃是要把我们带进与主耶稣基督这个关系当中。
Now we need to know the teachings. We need to know Christ.
我们需要知道这些教导，需要认识基督。
Just knowing about him and knowing all the various stories of his life, that's not the objective of what the Lord is looking for.
但是神所要寻求的目的，并不是让我们只认识关于这些事实。
He's wanting us to come to know him in an intimate personal way.
乃是让我们要进入这样一个亲密的关系当中。
And we see that throughout Paul's life as he's in this place.
当我们看见保罗他整个一生他是在这样的一个光景。
The Lord is able to lead him this way and lead him that way.
主可以带他走这条路走那条路。
We remember how after Paul had gone away to the desert.
我们记得当保罗进入到这个旷野的时候。
The Lord brings about a birth of a church in Antioch.
保罗，神就在那边让他成为安提阿教会的开始。
And Barnabas goes and finds Paul and brings him there.
巴拿巴就寻找保罗，并且把他带到安提阿。
And they're there, and what are they doing?
在那边他们做什么呢？
Yes, they're teaching the brethren.
他们在那边教导弟兄们。
But what does the world see there?
但是世界上在那边看见的是什么呢？
Do they look over at these different ones?
他们是不是看见这些人只是有点不同？
And they say, wow, look at all the knowledge they have.
说看见他们就有拥有的这些知识。
No, as the world looked at these ones in Antioch.
不是的，当世界看在安提阿聚集那些弟兄姐妹们，
They were baffled and didn't know what to call them.
他们里边有一个非常大的困惑，不知道该叫他们什么。
Look at those ones, they're little Christ.
他们看这些人，他们是小的基督。
Or they're Christians.
或者是管他们叫基督徒。
The world wasn't calling them Christians because of their doctrinal knowledge.
人称他们为基督徒并不是因为他们的圣经的教义和知识。
They were calling them Christians because of the life that they saw of Christ being expressed through them.
他们之所以被称为基督徒乃是人们看见了基督的生命是借着他们被彰显的。
And this was what Paul was so jealous for.
所以这是保罗所他的热心所在。
And the Lord is jealous before us in this day.
神在今天也向我们有这样的热心。
As they continue on in Antioch,
当他们在安提阿继续服事的时候，
There's a beautiful picture in Acts chapter 13.
在使徒行传第三章有一个非常美好的光景。
Where it says how some of them were there and they were ministering to the Lord.
讲到那个时候他们在那边服事主。
This ministering to the Lord, that's the fruit of a daily personal relationship with him.
这个服事主乃是他们每天和主亲密交通所产生出来的果子。
And as they were ministering to the Lord,
当他们在那边服侍主的时候
as they were in this sweet place of fellowship,
当他在那边有一个非常甜蜜的交通的时候
the Lord said, set apart for me Paul and Barnabas for the work.
使人就对他们说你们要为我分派巴拿巴和保罗
They knew him.
神圣灵知道他们
They knew the Lord. They knew his voice.
他们听知道神也听见神的声音
They knew his ways. They knew his heart.
他们知道他们的道路和
So that when the Lord spoke, they responded.
所以当神说话的时候，他们就有反应。
And that's critical for us in these last days to be in this place of knowing our Lord's voice.
对我们来讲也是非常重要，在这个末后的时代，我们要认识神。
As we have this intimate personal relationship with Him.
当我们和主有一个亲密的关系的时候
，We learn His voice.
我们就会听见。
We learn His ways.
知道他的道路。
And how we need to be so attuned to this in this last hour.
在这个末后的时代，我们的心里边的这个心弦要调降准确的声音。
Do we know His voice?
我们是听见他的声音
吗 ？Do we know His ways?
我们知道他的道路吗
？Do we really know Him?
我们真的认识他吗
？Because Jesus Himself even warned us.
因为主耶稣基督他自己也这样要。
He said, "Many will come in my name."
他警告说，很多人要奉着我的名来。
There'll be many counterfeits.
有很多假的基督。
Ones will say, "Christ is here, Christ is there."
或者说，基督在这里，基督在那里。
And if we don't know the real one, we'll be led astray.
如果我们不认识那位真的基督，我们就会被带向。